This is The Takeaway. I'm Adore Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Now, pay attention closely here. If you saw the movie Jurassic Park, you know they restored extinct dinosaurs by taking blood out of preserved ancient mosquitoes and actually cloning new dinosaurs and creating Jurassic Park. Well, that's science fiction. Science fact is taking place down in the Galapagos, where a long-extinct sea turtle may be resurrected from the dead because of the discovery of some live DNA thought to be extinct. Joining us now is Michael Russello, who's assistant professor of biology at the University of British Columbia in one of the beautiful, most beautiful places in the world, the Okanagan Valley. He joins us from British Columbia. Michael, thanks for being with us.
No problem.
Tell me about how it has nothing to do with Jurassic Park, but it is an attempt to restore a species using a captive breeding program. Where did you find the DNA, and where are you going to put it to bring this species back alive?
Well, great question. And yeah, essentially what we did is we found evidence of what was once thought to be an extinct species of Galapagos tortoise. And it wasn't that we went to the island that it was found on when Darwin visited back in the 1800s. It was actually finding that the DNA in individuals that live as far north from that island and on a different island really as possible. And so the way this happened was we actually went back to 200-year-old museum specimens and were able to extract DNA and compare that to a large database of DNA samples and genetic analysis of all the living species of Galapagos tortoises. And with that, we were able to find individuals on this very northerly island that shared as much as 70% of their genome with the extinct species.
So it's kind of dormant, but the DNA is there in the genome of these living species, and your theory is that by selectively breeding and sort of favoring this 70% of the extinct tortoise, you might actually restore the extinct species.
Absolutely, and there's.
I can't believe I got that right.
You absolutely did, and there's a wide body of theory that suggests this is possible. And so essentially, what we'll do is we're going back out there in December to this very northerly island, and we're going to sample the DNA from over 1,000 individuals that we haven't looked at before. Those individuals that show genetic signatures of this extinct species will be brought into captivity, and there will be a targeted breeding program to continually accentuate and accumulate what is the genetic makeup of this extinct species.
Now, a lot of people working in genetics work with the fruit flies, and they propagate pretty quickly. Tortoises don't do anything very quickly, Michael. You're worried this might not happen in your lifetime?
There's a good chance that it may not. That's a biological reality.
I see.
Absolutely. But
thank you for being so candid about that. That's really sweet. Why would you ever leave the Okanagan Valley of British Columbia for any reason whatsoever? It's so beautiful out there.
Every once in a while, there's a reason.
Well, this is great. Good luck to you. When is the first sort of milestone where we might know if this will work?
Probably early next year when we go out and we sample we sample 30 individuals from this northerly population. There's over 2,000 there. So we'll have a good sense of just how much of the genetic essence of this extinct species actually is out there.
Well, it's a fabulous story. Michael Russello, the story is turning the living species of tortoise Isabella into the extinct species of Floriana using selective breeding. Michael Russello is assistant professor of biology at the University of British Columbia, Okanagan. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.